Bob and Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Church of the Highlands and a new campus, as well as a name that some may recognize, at least old guys like me may recognize. See, the needle's already out. I got a preacher in here, and the needle's already out. Is Kevin Hander in with us? This is a big week. Number one, you got a new building.
Yeah.
And number two, it's Masters Week, so
hey.
I won't be working Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And the good news is you guys will be out of church. You'll be able to watch Sunday afternoon a little bit. So, but man, welcome, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And good to be here. I guess let's go ahead and before we get into the new building and all that kind of stuff, kind of walk us through how you got into this. And because that's a, you know, I ask just about anybody that comes in that is any sort of minister or whatever. I said, you know, the whole rule is Kevin Flanagan, who used to be Youth for Christ, now he's with The Edge and The Edge Daily. He told me, he said, always ask them, did they feel the fire or did they see the light? Like, that's usually whenever you start talking to any sort of pastor, that's kind of how they got into it. So.
Yeah, so neither for me, honestly. I grew up playing golf, sports in upstate New York, and I want to be a pro athlete.
Yeah.
And that was
like
my,
every other kid,
man, like every other kid.
Yeah.
And I loved all sports and upstate New York during the summertime. You played outdoor sports and in the wintertime you played indoor sports. And that was my thing. And man, I got good at golf, but I realized in the north, you can only play 4 or 5 months out of the year. So I was like, man, I got to go south.
Yeah.
And my dad had gone to Auburn, but I was like, Dad, there's nothing good in Alabama. But I visited Auburn my senior year, and I fell in love with it. The coach was awesome. The golf courses were great. They had a great program. I was like, man, I can get a lot better down there. And I had an opportunity to come down here and play golf and really pursue golf. Is man, that was my thing. I wanted to play golf the rest of my life and make it a career. Little did I know what God had in store for
Boy,
me.
Yeah.
And but that's how I got down here to Auburn. And man, I've absolutely loved the last 20, gosh, I've been here for 26 years.
26
now.
Years.
Yeah.
Golly.
And,
I got here in 96, so I've been here just a little bit longer than you have.
Yeah, so I was 97.
Yeah. And so that's why I say with the old guys, that's why those that would recognize the name and of course that, as you said, had other plans for you. So how did you get into the ministry then?
Yeah, so 2009, I had an invitation on the backside of a driving range after a lesson in Birmingham, Alabama. An intern, my teacher's intern, grabbed me after our lesson. She said, hey, I know you're struggling with your golf game right now. I know you're struggling in life. She said, can I share my God story with you? And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And she shared her story with me. And she said, Kev, there's a church down in Auburn where you live called Church of the Highlands. She said, go check it out. And I'm thinking, okay, dismissed it. A month later, I'm thinking about what she said. And I was like, man, I know what church. I grew up in church. I know what church is. Man, there's, I don't know. I've been there, done that. Didn't really want to. But for some reason, that Sunday morning, middle of summertime, I walked into the doors of Church of the Highlands. And man, my life was changed from that moment forward. I walked into an environment I never saw or experienced growing up. There was joy. There was laughter. There was coffee. I could go, like, and I heard worship. Ben, when I walked into worship, I'll never forget it. I really thought I walked into a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. That's what my kids love about that guy playing that. So it's affecting the youth. I think it's a good thing, honestly.
Man, it really is. But I've never heard worship music like that before. And by the end of that service, man, I was in tears. And I heard something that I'd never heard before. At the end of the service, the pastor said, this is all about a relationship. It's not about a religion. And I was like, I want that. I don't even know what that was, but I was like, I want that.
Right.
And man, I was crying so bad at that moment. I had to wait. I was like, I'm not getting up to leave yet because I don't want anyone to see me crying.
Right.
So I waited for about 7-8 minutes till everyone left. And finally I get up and I'm walking out and a gentleman calls my name out and he goes, Kevin. I'm like, oh man, someone sees me.
Yeah.
And it was a gentleman I met probably 2 months before that, played golf with. He befriended me. He said, Kev, I didn't know you go to church here. I said, I don't.
And, I didn't know I did either until this morning.
Man, it was cool how God just started to put some people in my life that befriended me, took me on the journey. And man, that's I I got it that day, man. Mm-hmm. I met God, and I felt like, man, my life changed that morning. Mm-hmm. And man, I've been chasing after God ever since. And so what Kevin's talking about, the call, the fire, that started that day where I just began this relationship with God that I mm-hmm. never had before. Because honestly, Ben, I think a lot of people could tell you a lot about God. Mm-hmm. They could tell you a lot about the Bible. They could tell you a lot about prayer. But they don't, man, the key is to know God mm-hmm. in a personal, intimate relationship way. And that's where, man, going to Highlands has been fun because it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. Whether you've been in church your whole life or if you're far from God.
Right.
Like, it's a place where you can come and experience Him and encounter Him in a way that it's powerful. Mm-hmm. And man, I got the joy of the Lord just from being in church and learning who God is and mm-hmm. going on the journey. I would say this. I told this to a buddy of mine the other day. I said, it's kind of like my mom's cooking. She's an Italian, little Italian lady. She makes the best spaghetti and sauce and meatballs. I can tell you how good it is.
Yeah.
How it tastes and what it smells like. I said, but until you sit in my kitchen and sit at the table mm-hmm. and let her serve you and you taste her meatballs for the first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of how I feel like Church of the Highlands has been for me. It's like, until you come and taste and see how good the Lord is. Mm-hmm. And experience Him and encounter Him and His people. Like, we got the best people on the planet. Mm-hmm. And it's just you got to experience, you got to come and see for yourself and let God just touch your heart in a way that, man, me and my family, me and my wife have been there and just mm-hmm. have been blown away by God's gentleness with us mm-hmm. and just how He's kind of taken us on the journey, and we've just grown throughout the journey and matured over the journey. And mm-hmm. you know, the good thing about God is He meets you right where you are, mm-hmm. Wherever you are on the journey. And that's what I've really enjoyed about this church, because man, I used to think if I walked into that church, man, it's gonna burn down or
right,
something
right.
Like I can't go there,
right?
Man, I know who I am. I know what I've done, mm-hmm. and man, it just wasn't that way.
Mm. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, talking Church of the Highlands. We'll talk more in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
We're streaming online at newstalkwani.com and the Radio Alabama app.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Kevin Hepner with us. We're talking Church of the Highlands. And all right, so let's talk about this new building. This has been to fruition. You said during the break just a minute ago, because I was like, yeah, you guys were kind of sharing a building at one point in time, but now you got your own freestanding world, huh?
Yeah, my goodness. It's a miracle. So this started in 2015, mm-hmm. and we've set up and taken down at the Opelika Sportsplex for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And really, that was a miracle that we even got in that building. Mm. And got in Opelika. You know, we had a few other conversations, and they were no's. We're like, where in the world can we do church over here in Opelika? Because Auburn was, you know, busting at the seams. And, mm-hmm. and really, we noticed there's a lot of people driving from Opelika to Auburn. And man, we walked into a Sportsplex in 2015, and our parking coach at the Auburn campus was one of the directors at the Sportsplex.
Okay.
And man, we just, God's favor right away just kind of dropped, and mm-hmm. we had a conversation with the mayor. We were surprised that the city was going to say yes to us.
Okay.
And it was such a great relationship, but the Sportsplex was closed on Sunday morning
at
1 o'clock.
Say. Yep.
So we're like, this could be perfect. Like, we'll be in and out before they even know we're here.
Right.
And they just gave us an opportunity, and we had an amazing time over the last 10 years. We've had one complaint, which is pretty good, I think.
No, that's listen. I tell everybody. Everybody asks, you know, how many complaints? I said, oh, we get tons of complaints. I said, but you, nobody ever calls up to the cable company and says, hey, thanks for having my TV going today. I said, so you need the complaints every now and then to kind of keep you in check. But having one in 10 years,
praise God.
Yeah, that's that means you're doing something right over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but this building, man, it's going to be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I have to remind myself too, it's just a building. Mm-hmm. It's a tool mm-hmm. that allows us to have community. Allows us to foster relationships, gives us a place for our students to gather, our mm-hmm. kids to gather. You know, we do a ton of serving in our community. It gives us a place to organize and prepare and plan. And we do snacks in a backpack. We got disaster relief team. We
That's
got
awesome.
A skilled projects team. We got outreach teams. And so it's going to give us a place to really call home mm-hmm. and get planted and then reach people and serve our community and do conferences and events and host things. And so before we're looking, our biggest challenge was logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where are we going to have this event? Where are we doing this serve day? Where are we doing Giving Hope? Where are we doing our Thanksgiving outreach? And so thankfully, our city's been so gracious with different spaces that we've been able to use.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to have a home to do things and care for people.
Do things after lunch and stuff.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And so, it's really exciting, Ben, and what's ahead. The last 10 years have been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen God move. And, man, God has just shown up so big in our city and our families. And we're excited about the next 10 plus.
Yeah. When you made this adjustment, because I don't even know, what was your major when you were at Auburn?
Finance. I didn't know either. I had to look, see what my diploma said. Like, what did I actually, it should have said golf.
Yeah. Because that's what you went for.
I went for golf. And if I'm honest, like I went to a golf course every day. Mm-hmm. I scheduled my classes 2 days a week so I could just be on the golf course. They gave me a degree that says finance.
Okay.
I couldn't quite tell you too much about finance. I feel like I'm okay with my finances.
Yes.
But finances.
Right.
Yeah, that's what my diploma says.
So you go from finance and golf.
Yeah.
And then in 2009, when that young lady was standing in the back of the tee box, said, "Boy, his swing is awful. He should go to preach it and quit playing golf."
Right? Seriously.
It just got talking to you and her at the same time. So, walk me through, even when you first got into it, like how you made that adjustment to, I will be honest with you, unless it's a family thing, which a lot happens. I mean, you look at Brother George Matheson, his brother was in ministry. Their father was in the ministry. A lot of guys, preachers I grew up with down in South Alabama. Like, I mean, I went to the same church that had preacher, and like his son became our preacher later on. And so it's a family deal. But your family was not from the ministry, correct?
No, my dad was a plumber.
See?
But I'll tell you what, he marked me with his character. He's my hero.
Mm.
And man, he works hard. He's got integrity. He's honest. He's trustworthy. He's responsible. He is a man of God. And his faith was quiet growing up. But
he didn't force it on you or say, "Hey, this is what you need to do."
Absolutely a rock solid. One of the most generous men I've ever met in my life. I couldn't tell you enough good things about my dad. That's one thing, you know, he's just always instilled in me. And I want to be for my four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a great example. I know not everyone has a great earthly father, but
right.
We all have a heavenly father that loves us and cares for us deeply. My journey, man, I just started getting involved in the church.
Okay.
I became a dream teamer. It's a fancy word for a volunteer.
Right, right.
And man, I jumped in the kids area because I figured, okay, the kids, I might know a little bit more than the kids. And so that was my space.
Use what you learned in that finance degree to go work with the kids.
I was like, man, I feel like that's a safe place for me. But I also love kids.
Right.
And so, man, I just fell in love with served in HK. And that's actually where I met some of my best friends that were serving there and have done life with. And then, man, we had an opportunity to go to Opelika, launch that building,
that is cool,
that campus, as the kids leaders, just as dream teamers, volunteers.
Yeah.
And then in 2017, I had an opportunity to come on staff as the dream team director. And so I started serving that capacity. My wife and I actually went to Highlands College then. We felt like, man, we really want to do this. And I don't know if I want to do it full time, but I want to learn more about ministry. I want to learn more about character formation, and spiritual development, and the academic side of this, and the ministry training side. And so, man, we jumped all in, went to HC and Highlands College, and just learned a lot, grew a lot. And an opportunity came up in 2019 and to pastor Opelika. And I was like, man, I don't know. And I prayed about it, and God just put a desire in my heart for the people. And so, man, but I'll tell you, Ben, there is nothing I've enjoyed more than pastoring this city and these people. And to take my wife and kids on the journey with me has been the joy of my life. And if I didn't do anything else ever again, I'm good, man. I love what we get to do. And
well, you mentioned, and you've referenced your wife and kids, and you've referenced your wife going to, you know, Highlands College with you. So how big is that, having a support tool like her alongside of you, you know, to kind of walk with you through this? Because that's a big step. If she's not on the same page as you, it's tough for you guys to make that step together.
I'm gonna start crying, Ben, but man, she has been my helper, my supporter, my biggest fan, my my best friend through all this. And, you know, it's a lot of people don't know, but I had a tumor removed from my neck 5 weeks ago.
Wow.
And she is so rock solid and just has encouraged me and held me up when I couldn't. And just, she slept in the hospital 5 days in a row on a little twin couch and just, she just wouldn't leave my side.
Yeah.
And she's so loyal and loving towards me and my kids that, it is so helpful when you've got someone in your corner like that to go through life with. And again, man, we met through church and she just had, she didn't grow up in the church. What's cool about her is she came to Highlands. She had no context.
Okay.
And she just saw the joy. She saw the people serving. She's like, Kev, they had meaning. She's like, I always felt like there was more to life. And I didn't know what it was though. Mm-hmm. But when I got to Highlands, I realized there was a gift inside of me. There was talent inside. There was a treasure inside of me that was there to be used to give to others, to be a blessing to others. And the girl just thrives in those environments.
That's awesome.
It's been quite a journey, quite a ride.
They have serve days that they participate in as well. We're about to be cut off by time. So how else can they get involved with Church of the Highlands and come see you guys and everything from services that are Sunday to whenever other time there are? Small groups, everything.
Great question, Ben. I would say start on a Sunday morning. Come. We have three opportunities. We have an 8 a.m., 9:45, and 11:30 service. Come and see. Come and taste. And we're at 3300 Anderson Road in Opelika. And then there'll be opportunities that come. We do have an open house this Friday from 10 to 12 p.m. Friday morning that the community is welcome to come. And again, just come check it out, ask questions, see what it looks like. And if you want to come be a part, we'd love to have you.
I think that's awesome. The invitations that you're throwing out, and again, there's no pressure. And Kevin and I were talking off the air. I mean, he said it himself. He went. He loved it. Next thing you know, he's pastoring a church here in little Opelika, Alabama, from upstate New York. Who would have thunk it? So, man, thank you so much. It's such an awesome story. So we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.
Not make this the only time. So, Brian, thank you as well, sir. Appreciate it. Auburn Opelika this morning, that'll do it for us.